because the next sugya we've been discussing until now, Chiluki Rishus, is an important machlokes achroinim, which we'll have to discuss at some point, and that is when you have rishuyos such as a karpif and a chotzer. Let's take a chotzer. A chotzer belongs to one person. A person has several homes in a chotzer. A person is a karpif and a chotzer, according to Reb Shimon. So does the din of chilukei de yurin, because it's roy to be divided into several places, does that override real bailus? Says the Machlok Zechorin, Vishnevur says that one should be machmer in that case and still put up an Eruv. But let's go on to the next sugya on Peites Amud Aleph, the bottom Peites Amud Beis. And let's start from the point of Rabbi Yosef, where until Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara has that it's a machlok is between Rav and Shmuel, whether we say good asik with respect to Mechitza and Ikeret. As we have numerous rooftops, the issue is that we're going from one rooftop to another rooftop. So the Gemara says that there's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to whether one can even carry within one's own rooftop. So the Gemara says, well, that really is a machlekes about whether the rooftop is considered to be a rishus hayochid. So Shmuel says it is, because you have walls, you have the good asik walls, you have the walls of the side of the house, and they keep on going lamala midin gzerusak mehelach lomesh misinai of good asik mechitza. And Rav says no, that unless one builds mechitzas on the top of one's rooftop, so then it doesn't have the din of rishus hayochid. So the Gemara, until now we've been learning that a rooftop has the din of chiluki de yurin. Right? Until now we've been learning that if you have row housing, or if you have several buildings, can you go from one rooftop to the other rooftop? That's the din of chiluki de yurin, and then we understood that the din of chiluki de yurin was even from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, even though there is some machlekes about it, some Magen Avraham, but it seems to be certainly the basis for our sugya. As we pointed out the other day, if one does not hold of this Magen Avraham, and it seems to be the reading the Rambam and other Rishonim, so then one has to say that Chazal were more machmir when it comes from Gag to Gag than they were from Bais to Bais. All right, but be that as it may, the assumption of the Gemara is that I can carry on my own rooftop. So the Gemara says, well, that assumption is a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. And according to Shmuel, the answer is yes. What we've been assuming is correct. You can carry on your own rooftop. According to Rav, that is assuming that you have walls. So the Gemara says, what's the machlokes? The machlokes is machlokes in the gzeiras hakosav of good asik mechitzta. If I have mechitzas shein and ikoros, I have mechitzas that are not recognized as mechitzas that in any way relate to this area. Or perhaps you can even say stronger, I have mechitzas that are not recognized as like readily apparent that they exist. That's what Rashi says. The first, the widest line, she'ein abotim mechuborin v'yesh avir beineim u'mechitza abotim nirin lo imnin al agag kishim mistaklan tachas regleim. You can see those mechitzas. So even though the mechitzas may not relate to your product, but they are visible. Mashena kein, if you have row housing, so when you're on the roof, you have no, the mechitzas of the homes are not different than the inner walls of the home. So those mechitzas are not readily visible. So mechitzas that are not readily visible, Tosfos raises the question whether the same thing should apply to any mechitza under a extended rooftop. For example, if you look at the housing right next to yeshiva over here, right? So if you look at the housing right next to yeshiva, you'll see that the rooftop extends beyond the mechitza. If you look at all the apartment buildings, the roof does not extend beyond the wall. So Tosfos raises the question about these rooftops. Do we say that the fact that the roof extends beyond the wall, is that already mechitza she'en and nikeres? All right, so that seems to, that's the machlekes. The machlekes in good aches mechitza. When the halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, is that dependent, the ability to raise them, to view ke'ilu the mechitza, is extended, was that predicated on being able to see the mechitza? It should be a clear mechitza. Then on the on Pei Tesamid Beis, when this din of Shmuel is raised to Rabbi Yosef and quoted as Rabbi Yosef's quote, as we all the point the Gemara points out, Rabbi Yosef was ill, and I think he was a Saginor as well, and he forgot his learning at one point. So when he was reconstructing his learning, often the Gemara often records the difficulties in reconstructing his learning. It's also almost like a microcosm of a Gemara Bechlal, of any discussion about Rav Yosef was quoted as saying something, right? Now Rav Yosef lived in order to be able to be participate in the debate as to what he meant. And obviously it was very painful because it meant that he forgot his learning. So the Gemara says that Abaye is helping, is reconstructing Rav Yosef's limud. Rav Yosef says, Lo Yishamili. So Rashi says, what's Lo Yishamili? Lo Yishamili Ayishmaitza, the Shmuel, the name of good Asik Mechitza, is Kihani Sheini Karvis. He says he doesn't remember ever teaching Shmuel's din. In other words, Rav Yosef would take it Rav Yosef would understand that it makes more sense to say that you only have good asik mechitza when it's the mechitza nikeres. Right, so he's having trouble understanding why there would be, why he would have taught a position like Shmuel. And in the end, he doesn't accept that there's a position like Shmuel, as the alleged Shmuel. So Rav Yosef, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, Omer Rav Yosef leishemili hashemaitze. Gemara has, as you've learned, raises the question about Tesefta. The Gemara says we could resolve the Tesefta in this way. It could be bein l'Rav bein l'Shmuel. The Ritva points out, why are we so concerned about resolving the Tesefta mission to Rav Tano Polig? The Ritva says, no, Rav Tano Polig is when the Gemara has tried to resolve and could not resolve, and the Gemara suggests. But without the Gemara making the suggestion of Rav Tano Polig, we would not make that suggestion. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rav Yosef, lo yishamili hashemaitza, omalei Abaye, at omart ne'alon. V'aha amarta ne'alon. Right? You gave us the din, you told us the din of Shmuel. What was the din of Shmuel addressing? The next Mishnah. Gag godol asomach likoton. Hagodol mutar v'akoton osir. You have a gag godol next to a gag koton. All the pictures show that you have is it dry? Yeah. I have the tuck in my room, but I don't think it's not going to be so difficult. It's, this would be a good example. It's easy to see this one. There we go. Okay. This is the, the Gag Godol is the Gag Cotton, right? So the Gemara has that the Gemara, the Mishnah later on will say that what's the din? Gag Godol asamach lekotan, agodol mutar v'akotan oser. Right? Why? So the Gemara says because there's a din that poros v'miluoy, that if you have a rishus and there's one side of the rishus that is entirely open, that's not considered to be a pesach. So therefore, it's considered to be an open side and minirabbanan, and that's no longer rishus ayochin. This on the other and the Gag Godol doesn't have, is not poros v'miluoy, because on this side you have some p'tzim, you have some area. So therefore the Gemara says that as long as this is less than 10 amos, this piritza, so we've learned, so it's not a piritza. And you have, assuming amud mivala poritz, but over here, this loses the din of a Pesach, and is determined to be a pirtza because it's parutz bimaluoi, because there's nothing on this side at all. So the Gemara says that's the din. Gal godel asomach lekotan, a godel mutar, va kotan oser. All right, now why is the godel mutar? According to Rav, you shouldn't. What's the godel mutar for? So Rav would say, right? Was that?
Wasn't this only B'das Shmuel? Rav Yossi was teaching Shmuel's opinion.
So that, but it's a mission. So Rav would be Moikim, it is having some kind of mechitzas. Right? So the Gemara says, "Amar Talon, and you taught us on this Mishnah." Right? The Baya says, "On this Mishnah, you said Amar Vidom Shmuel Lo Yishan Or L'Sheish De Yurin Al Zeh V'De Yurin Al Zeh." The havi lo had the cotton mechitza in the dresses. Avol ein the yurin alzeh v'alzeh shnei'in mutarin. So Abaye reminds Rav Yosef that he taught them that the only time when this din that we just said applies is when you have people using these areas. So if you have people using the area of Mimela throughout the week, they're going to be going backwards and forwards. So Mimela, this Mechitza is a Mechitza in the dresses. But if people are staying within their own areas, so this Mechitza over here is not a Mechitza in the dresses, and everything's mutter. So apparently, Rav Yosef taught B'Shem Shmuel, this then, that good asik mechitza works all the way around, and good asik mechitza work over here. However, if the good asik mechitza is there's traffic on it, then it will not satisfy the requirement. It's Rashi's lashon. Rashi says, "Sheyesh de yurin al zevi al zev." Sheyven kol shav mizel zeh hilchach lekel a meimar good asik b'mechitza atachtoina shebeineim mibneishin nidresses. Leishonu el sheyesh de yurin al zev, but de yurin al zev davil de cotton mechitza nidresses. Avol ein de yurin al zevi al zev shnei mutarin. Right, this is a gemara that we looked at. So that was how Abaye had remembered Rabbi Yosef's quoting Shmuel. Apparently, who Abaye was saying that he understood the din of mechitza in the dresses to be a detail of the din of mechitza in the keres. Right? In other words, look at the next Rashi. Avol ein ben de yurin arminan bogur asik umuter af hakotan oma af mechitza she'ena nikeres. Is le lishmul good asik, the ilav de mechubarinain ein derisa mizet lezet. The only way it's shach to have derisa is if these two buildings are close enough that you don't mind walking one to the other. So if they're that close and you don't mind walking from one to the other, they're probably not easily seen. So therefore, Abaye said that bechlal masayim mona, that by Rav Yosef quoting this position of Shmuel, right? So Rav Yosef, and applying it to this particular case, so Rav Yosef was saying that a mechitza nikeres is necessary for good. A mechitza nikeres is not necessary. A mechitza can't be mechitza nidresses. Right, Lu Yitzur, that a mechitza nikeres was necessary, so Rav Yosef would not address the issue of mechitza nidresses over here. The fact that he uses the phrase mechitza nidresses means that in this case, he was accepting a mechitza she'ena nikeres. So that's how Abai understood it. That was that Rav Yosef had taught on this din of Shmuel. Mechitza she'ena nikeres. So right now in our minds we're two halachas we have to figure out. We have to figure out the mechitza hanikeres and its applicability, and we have to figure out this whether there is another independent din of mechitza and addresses. However, Amalei an hachi amrei luchu. Did I really say this? Lo yishna ela sheyesh mechitzas al zeh u'mechitza al zeh. Ha'godol mishtereg b'gifufe. B'kotan nifatz meloyoi. Avalein mechitza loy al zeh v'loy al zeh shenein asurin. V'od yurin of martalon. So Jesus says, no, that was not what he had in mind, what he taught in this din. Right? Now he goes back to his position of saying, Lo Shemili, I didn't hear this din, that we would say good asik even by mechitzes she'ena nikaris. So if Yosef says, so what was I discussing when I said the din of mechitza nedreses? So Tosfos, the Gemara says, "I ami luchu di yurin." See, the Rav Yosef says, no, you misunderstood me. When I said the urine, I said, that's a mechitza ru'uya ledira. If it's a mechitza ru'uya ledira, then the godol is, then you're allowed to carry. Now, was Rav Yosef saying, I require a mechitza ru'uya ledira for good asik? Mechitza nikeres, it sounds from Rashi so far, that it has to be a mechitza nikeres in order to say good asik. Avol ein medir narmin on ba good asik umuter afakotan alma af mechitza she'en nikeres is a lishmul good asik the ilav de mechubaren hein ein derisa mizeh lazeh. So that means the two-step issue. First, the requirement of a mechitza nikeres, all right, and then the issue of mechitza nidresses. So then the the bottom line of Rav Yosef is it has to be a mechitza shiru'uya ledira. Right, so l'chayra, what does that do for good asik altogether? Is there still a din of good asik if you require a mechitza ru'uya ledira? No, a good asik won't help that. L'chayra. No? In other words, Rabbi Yosef's din was the urine. What's pshat in the urine? There have to be people living. The urine. So Avaya first thought that meant that there has to be. It has to. Service people, and therefore that meant. In this particular case, that it has to be. So he thought that was defining the din of the dresses, traffic. Now He's saying, no, it's not defining the din in address, it's defining the din that the mechitzah of it's a feature of the mechitzahs. That they have to be royal and dearer. Right? Was the din of the urine that Rav Yosef imposed a din of heker mechitza, or was it a din of the not the heker mechitza but the tachlis of the mechitza? So when Abai reminds of Yosef that the din of being metaltal migag legag was made dependent on the urine, leishon sheish the urine al zeh, right? So then Rav Yosef said, no, what I meant was not that they have to be people living there, not that the traffic over the mechitza is going to be a determining factor. I need to have a mechitza that's royal adira, the mechitza de azera, the godel mishre v'gifu v'kodin nifas m'luoi. Alright? So l'chara, the sugi goes into three stages. Stage number one was that there was a machlekes where there's a requirement of having a mechitza and nikaris in order for it to be the gag to bishul yochid. Right? And this is going to become a din in good asik, it's a din that applies to a gag and is not applicable to a possibly royce, to a big or to a home. That's number one. Number two, the Gemara says that introduces the concept of mechitza nidreses, which means that if we will hold that a mechitza, if we will hold that you require, that you do not require a mechitza nikeres for good aches, right? You will not require mechitza nikeres for good aches, for good asik, is a mechitza drusa worse than a mechitza she'eina nikeres? Again, if I'll paskin that a mechitza she'eina nikeres is acceptable, and you can say good asik, is the mechitza drusa worse than the mechitza nikeres? And then the third approach is that Rav Yosef said, "There's no that mechitza shenikeres is not acceptable. Right? Every mechitza must be nikeres, or at least in order to say good asik. The machlekes that Rav Yosef is discussing." Is whether mechitza to be royal ru'i l'dira. All right. So the sugya begins by discussing, number one, the physical feature of the mechitza. The sugya continues by discussing whether the, you can call it the interaction of the people, with how that relates to mechitza, and the third issue is whether the tachlis of the mechitza participates in the definition of mechitza. Now, just a technical point over here, which the Chassam Sefer pointed out in the maskon of the sugya. We mentioned this when we learned Av Chav Beis, the maskon of the sugya. So, what is the maskon of the sugya? Lagami, these three nakudas. What's the maskona legabe having mechitza ru'uya ladira? So Rav Yosef said, I require mechitza. So, because he was the one that said, we're only going to learn the din of gaga, the urine, I require mechitza ru'uya ladira. All right, that should be that's the maskon of this sugya. What will the maskon of sugya be? Legave a mechitza nidresis.
It's not work from you can't say good asik.
That we would not say good asik, right? In other words, just to go back into the conversation. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, you said the urine. So I assumed it means a mechitza that's being traveled upon, and there's the mechitza in the keres. Rav Yosef says, I may have said the urine, I meant ru'uy ledira, right? So why is Rav Yosef rejecting Abaye's recollection of what he said?
He's saying because it works even though.
Because what?
Because it still works.
Well, why?
Still say good asig even by mechitza nidreshes.
So if Yosef is rejecting Abaye's interpretation, apparently, Abaye says, you got it wrong. That's not what I meant to say. Why? Because Yosef already said that I ever say Mechitza Nikeres is good, and Mechitza Nikeres is good. Right? So now, when Abaye said that you told us the urine means travel. Right? Traffic. Right? Traffic means Mechitza Nikeres. So if Yosef, you got it wrong. I didn't mean that. Right? So Yosef unravels the Misora that it's mutter to use a mechitza shen nikeres. Right? So we would now say, in order had to have good achis, you have to say, a good achis, you have to say mechitza nikeres. Alright? Now, what about a mechitza drusa?
If we're rejecting it by, then we don't have any inclination to say either left or right.
Oh, so that's what the Chassam Sefer said. Chassam Sefer said, but what's the situation? Can I use a staircase as a mechitza?
Shouldn't this be tied based upon what we spoke about earlier, Rav Bogenbaum?
Yeah, it might.
If you pass it over there, it's a good mechitza, then it should work as a good mechitza. Then we see
we'll go step by step. Well, hold on one second. You were just saying we'll do right away. Okay, that's Taisus Kasha. Right? We'll chazer right away. But just to get this Gemara, what's happening in this Gemara? Right? So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, you told us the urine, in my mind, I thought it meant traffic. That means I thought that you were saying that traffic over mechitza v'vatal mechitza. So Gabi, the koton, the entire mechitza was trafficked upon, and therefore there's no mechitza. Gabi, the godol, there was more mechitza than that which was stepped upon, so for it is, right? I thought you said the urine, I thought that meant traffic, right? And says Abaye, and this traffic has to assume a mechitza in Ikeres. Rav Yosef says, no, mechitza shen nikeres is I don't think it's good, right? So memela, it would make sense that memela mechitza that is trafficked upon would also not be good, just because it's nikeres, right? Right. So that should be the maskona of the sugya, right? Chassam Sefer says that was not the maskon of the sugya. Right? Now, what leads him to say that? So let's go back to Chav Beis and Beis for a moment. Right? Shvilei Beis HaGilgal. Over here we have a mechitza nikeres. A mechitza nikeres that is, there's traffic on it. Right? In Anpeites Amud Beis, the Gemara raised that Mechitza Sheni Keres seems to be a problem, in and of itself. Tavilo Koton Mechitza Nidreses. Abaye learned from this the fact that it's a problem that a Mechitza Sheni Keres should be okay. Right, but the Mechitza and Mechitza Drusa, in and of itself, sounds like it's a problem. In the context of Gagin, it taught me that a mechitza Shenanikeres. In a gag, a mechitza and a dress has to be mechitza and nikeres. Alright? But the mechitza and the dresses seem to be an independent problem in and of itself. Alright? So now when I transfer that back to the suya of a mechitza nikeres that people step on, what's the din? It's really a problem. Right? So that's a Tos assuming in Shvili Beis HaGilgal. Vim toimar velomali eina eved yochel erutz afili yochel nam v'shusha yochel kemen shemislaki the service echarba yishlamet binim shlo yehei nechot hashmishtei shlo yehosui ke'ein madrega deloita havei mechitzta nidreses the omar beperikol gagas lo yehavei mechitzta. Right? So that's how Tais learning pshat. In our sugya, mechitzta nidreses is discussed because it indicates to us that the mitzias is that the mechitzah is any keres. But this simple reading of our sugya is that the mechitzah addresses in the problem in and of itself. All right, is that muchrach? All right. So what is the Tosfos answer? So therefore, Tosfos says that therefore they pointed out in our sugya, there wasn't so much traffic on it. It wasn't so accessible. It was Shvili Beis HaGilgal. But the assumption of Tosfos is, the inference of Tosfos is, that would there be significant traffic, not a mechitza. A staircase is not a mechitza. Right? You have a bridge going over, this is the shah that came to the Chassam Sofer. You have a wall, an Erev around a town, and a bridge that goes over that. So did that make it a mechitza and a dressing? So you're stepping over the Tirsa Pesach. All right. Now, we go back to our sugya, so we'll see that it could be from the Rashi that we've missed an important step in the sugya. Right? It could be, if you look at the Rashi carefully, Rashi says that our sugya is a good asik sugya. It's not a mechitza sugya. It's conceivable, if you look at Rashi carefully, and the Ritvot carefully, that you could have a certain standard for a mechitza, but you may require a higher standard for a good asik mechitza. Right? There's no question that a mechitza under a roof is a mechitza. There is a question of the mechitza on the roof can be extended beyond the roof. So the Gemara says over here, if you look at the Rashis, in the first of the wide lines, the sugi began, Leishmili hoshmaitza, the shmul, the name of good asik, bimchitzas kihani she'ein nikarais. Right? And then you have in Sheish the Yurin Azel Shaivan Kol Shom Mizela Zerashi, Hilchokla may mar good asik bimchitza tachtoina. Shebine bibnation addresses he. I'm not sure, it sounds like it's a muchrach. From that next, I'm reading the good asik of mutra sakot as a kot olma af mchiz sheni keres is lidishmu good asik. So one could suggest Taisus is not saying this, right? But one could suggest that Bechlal is two separate sugyas. I have a mechitza, just because people are stepping on top of mechitza, right? That may or may not be Bakei Beirabim. You said it's Bakei Beirabim. Bakei Beirabim is whether a mechitza can contain this kind of a traffic, according to Tosfos, right? Or whether if people are walking through this mechitza, So can I still refer to that as controlling the flow on the road, right? So our question is whether the fact that people are walking past the mechitza itself, are walking on top of the mechitza, right? Does that mean that I cannot apply the principle of gudasik, which is like exeris hakosav kind of a principle? And as we don't fully understand how gudasik works to begin with, right? So again, in this nakuda, so what are we pointing out? We're pointing out that there's a chiddush in the Tosfos of Beis Amud Beis. There's a double chiddush. Chiddush number one is that Tosfos understands that our sugyim is saying that in mechitza hanedreses lehavi mechitza two chiddushim in that. Chiddush number one is he's learning our sugi as a halacha of mechitza is not as good asik, right? Either because he's not maskim with Rashi's pshat, or because he holds that good asik applies to every mechitza, and therefore if good asik is not being applied, it's not because of the chiddush and good asik, it's because of mechitza and mechitza. Right, so that's halacha number one. Tosfos understood our sugi to be a mechitza sugi, a universal mechitza sugi. And Rashi understood our sugya to be a detail within the halacha of good asik and good achas. Next. Right. Look a little bit deeper, the maskon of the sugya. Rav Yosef says that that's not pshat in yesh diurin. The pshat in yesh diurin is that I need a mechitza real adira. Alright, so now let's just ask the question. Rav Yosef's requirement le maskona of a mechitza real adira. Is that a din in good asik or is that a din in mechitza? What does Rashi say? No, what does he say? What did Rashi say? Even a little bit sharper, but you think it's correct, I think. Let's say if I decide Rashi say, "If amarti lechu diurin, if miskarti lechem shum dira bedavar, kach amarti lechem. Lo yishanu dekot nosu bein ledira kot nudri gadol, ela sheish mechitzi ru ledira, kleimar, kevua vekayem es etarvayu golu datayu debo ishtamushe kol chad bedidei." Right? In other words, it sounds like from this Rashi that this is Vaitim and Din in Gag. It's not really Din in Mechitza. That the Mechitza over here, Rav Yosef's Din is that the Mechitzas here have to demonstrate that there are people who want to use this Gag. That's what comes up from the later on in the Gemara. So what we're suggesting over here again is that whereas the sugya began about a din in mechitza, according to Rashi, it's a din in ochis or osik mechitza, not a din in mechitza per se. Even the maskana of mechitza ru'uy ledira, he says that's not a din in kol terakula. Why? So he says explains. Mechitza kuvuba kayemis tervar golu datayu de boishtem bushi kol chad bedidei hilcho godol mutri bishloy de pischohu vloyosa kodna laya vokodna osa lishnei mishum de nifatim luoy vaasmi alay bnei godol did hu nami loy mishtere de kevin de ovale mare mechitza kuvua loy solik navshe minei vloy achle legabayu, that since he made a mechitza, that means came on the Avile Mari Machitza Kavua Lay Solik Navshimine. So he was not disengaging himself from his own Gag and Li Achli Gavayu, and he wasn't being Maychala to his friend. However, the Gemara says if he did not build a Machitza, then Saluke Salikin of Shaubne Akotin Migagai Vahulubne God, that means that they're Meichel, the God will use it. They're not going to use it. No, so what does it mean if they say that they're Meichel, they're Soda? No? They're Gaga, I mean? No? So then it's not Chiluk, then it's not subject to the Chiluk of the Urim. So if Yeshua said in the Maskana, this is a halach of Chiluk of the Urim. This is the mechitza only simply to them as a simon to demonstrate. How do we know that? So Levite in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Omar Mehocha Kehod. Sorry, Mehocha is part of the previous line. The Kehod Omar of Nachman also Sulam Kavul LeGagoi Huter B'Chol HaGagin Kulan. There's only one person who made a roof, made a ladder to get up. So that means that he wants that he's the. It's all his. Afil le rabbanon came in the inu le ovid sulam l'sligan avshayu v'achlinu le gabei. I made a ladder to the roof. Nobody else made a ladder to the roof. So they're not interested in using their roof. I'm interested in using their roof. So now it means that this repeals, this unravels the din of chalukah the urine. Right? It's a whole different din. So that's what the Chassam Sofer now may say, that a bias question of Mechitza Derusa against Tosfos. Not that he's taken on Tosfos Mishnah, there's another Mahalach that other Mishnah may have taken. That when Abaya said, but Rebbe, you told us the urine, that means traffic, that means a Mechitza addresses, that means that it's not good as a new Mechitza. So let's even say it's not good as a good Asik Mechitza. Let's even say that if every Mechitza is good for a good Asik, and if it's not good for Mechitza, not good for a good Asik. But the end, Rav Yosef tells the Baye, but I said the urine, not mitam traffic. I said the urine mitam. No, mitam. Did I do something to show that I want to use it? Did I build a machitz that shows I want to use it? So now you can easily understand why there's a machleik as achroidim now. Achroidim say, when Abaya asked about Mechitza and addresses, it wasn't based on Rav Yosef. That was the idea that he had. But Haraya, the Taisa says it's the idea of Kolos, Hilchos Erevin. Right? It happens to be an issue over here. And the Chassam Sofer says, no, Abaya was saying, but Rebbe, you told us the Urim. Mimela, I thought that meant that a mechitzin addresses doesn't work. Mimela, I learned a mechitzin shenikeres doesn't work. But once Rebbe Yesu said, I didn't mean the Urim that way, so Abaye's whole idea of mechitzin addresses unravels, right? And the Chassam Shefer says, that's why when you learn the Suya in Tchav Beisim and Beisim, B'chal no kasha. Right? You can have a machitza, and by Chassam says it goes further. You can have a machitza, and people are mamash walking on top of the machitza. It's still a good machitza. That's why the Chassam Shevet said that the bridge is not a problem. But you can see with it's a machlokes, and just how to read this Gemara as to what was Abaye saying to Rav Yosef. Go ahead.
So if one were to scale a wall.
Correct.
Then that Gemara bring that.
Correct.
Supposed to Gemara's happening, you know?
According to what? According to the Chassam Sefer, it's beautiful. It's in wall. Right?
Yeah, so for that, this Gemara clearly proved that it's okay.
No, they didn't clearly prove that it's okay. At the end of the day, Rav Yosef said, all I said was that when it comes to Gagin, you have to have some simon that you want to live there. Or that somebody else, that there's chiluki you don't exist there. That's all I said. Okay, now you ask me kasha.
According to the way
Chassam
Sofer learning it.
Yeah.
Then mechitzin and dreshes.
It's off the table.
It's off the table that it's mutter.
There's no reason to say. No reason.
Mechitzin right. Downstairs.
Right.
Upstairs. Okay,
right.
It's not going to do a good asik, but mechitzin, even though people are walking on top of it.
Right.
So didn't we have Gemara earlier on?
Chav basement base, right, yeah.
That quote that said that if you walk, not if you walk through the wall, but if you walk over
right.
It.
Right.
That's questionable if that's the walls.
That's a sugya baki mirabim. Okay. And if you pass in like chachamim, that mechitza shabaki mirabim is good, so then you can have people scaling your walls and it's still mechitzas.
So it's not a contradiction.
Right? Now, Chassam Sofer is, I don't know, it's hard to get a sense, because after Chassam Sofer, it's not so broadly discussed by. The Gedolei Achronim, the Zamenezer also had it. So, and the Tosha seems to say clearly that he understood that our Gemara is a Raya of Chitza and dresses on a Mechitza. And it is an intuitive idea that if you walk on top of a wall, it's not kind of like a wall, right? But that's the upshot of the Sugya. Alright? Now let's just go a step further. So the end of the maskon of the sugi is clear that the issue of gaga that the Rav Yosef's concern over here is I'm only going to say chiluki diurin if there is some sign of life in these diurin, right? So what's Rav Yosef teaching us? Chazal made adin. Go back to the simple case of chiluk doing chamas. Chazal made it in. They have a chotzer. It looks like that my chotzer is being used by many people. It has a wall around it. Right? It smacks of it is a rishus a yochid, but smacks of rishus a rabbin. If you're allowed to carry from your chotzer to your mavoi, the rabbin says ultimately, people will drop the whole distinction between. If you can carry within your chotzer, people will lose that. If you carry from your bias to your chotzer, because in people's minds the chotzer is a public property. Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech made a rule that the chotzer should be seen as a virtual private property, or not private, but it'll privatize. You make it into a private ownership. You make it, at least for some purpose, it becomes a unified ownership. Okay. So comes Rav Yosef and says that, so then Chazal said that that's the din of Chiluk Adir, and that we'll take this Chotzer and we will say that it resembles a Rishus Rabin by virtue of the fact that it has many, many different homeowners, right? And now we will conjoin all the different homeowners into one bias we discussed yesterday, to make it into a bias. Good. So now you have, so then Chazal said, and if a person does not do this Eruv, then one cannot carry into the publicly owned property and into the privately owned property as well, according to the Moving Pasuk. Alright, so now I have this series of gagres. So we were assuming, according to Rav Meir, that the chalukah that you're in, which is inside the building itself, that extends to the rooftop. Right? But Chachamim said, kol echon v'yechon rishos bifnei atzmo. Right? Rav Meir said, kol gagres yirishos achas. If you look at that, all the gagas are one large rishos. Right. So what was the hezbar going to? How did Rashi explain that? Shein tashmishum todir. Eidem chiluk rishos. This is not what Chazal had in mind. Chazal had in mind the home that you're going to be using. Chotz you're going to be using. Gagas you're not using so often. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, the din chiluk yidurin didn't apply to gagas. Come home and say. Right, Chazal did apply the din of chaluk the urine to the rooftops, and now Rabbi Yosef said that that's only if there is some indication that people want to maintain independent usages. If they do want their rooftop to look somewhat like a bias, but if people are not maintaining independent usages. Right? So then the Chachamim would agree right? Then they would agree that all the gagoy should not be seen as separate. Because I was moichel, my gag look at the other person's gag. Right, so it makes tremendous sense. The din of chaluk yidurin is the people who view this as being a multi-owned place. It says Rav Yosef, that is with some indication that people are using it. But if we're not using it, so that means that, as far as I'm concerned, this is it's not my own private place. It doesn't go both to the ownership per se. What's the maskon of the sugya legabe? Good asik, a good achis. Legabe, good asik.
Shmuel's reasoning doesn't come out.
Yais is loy shemili, right?
If yais is loy shemili, it stands.
So that means that we can have a good asik even by mechitza shen and ikeres.
No, only if they cares.
Prove that Yosef never heard of it. Good asik applies in mechitza. Right. So therefore, we will assume now that good asik will always be an extension of mechitza nikeres. Right. So that's the chiddush. Now, when Chazal established, when the halacha l'moshe miSinai of good asik was said. So it gives us a makor for what we've discussed many times, that we know that min rabbanon there are different levels of mechitza. Right? What about the din de raisa level? So that's what we. So this would be another. If you hold parts coming into din de raisa, then you'll have. Examples of this, but we hold that so then this would be a good example of different kinds of mechitzas because you see that the halacha and which we see now addresses them differently. Now, but you see from the Hemshech of Rashi that our sugya is a sugya that it's really a sugya of defining chulki v'shuyis to a greater extent. The next part also of a nedaka is just different examples of how a person can make a statement with his construction that he's using that area. Okay. So you're after it's throw.
No, I'm here. I'm next, middle next. I think one, two, three, one. I think one.